You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Mods Taylor. New music just released from New York City-based pianist Ben Winkleman and his trio of bassist Matt Penman and drummer Obed Calvao. And they're joined on this album by guitarist Gilad Hexelman, an album coming off OA2 Records called Heartbeat. We heard the track Chilches. Taiwan native Shenshen Lu, off an album that she just released called Built-In System, live in New York, the track Chun Yi, with her band, trumpet player Jeremy Pelt, bassist Richie Goods, and drummer Alan Mednar. And that's a follow-up to her debut album that came out in 2020, a set of all original compositions. And the set started with a new album coming out from alto saxophonist Maddie Volger called While We Have Time, the track Between Wakefulness and Sleep, with some solo work from trumpet player Tito Carrillo and pianist Jake Shapiro. And that's music out of the Chicago jazz scene.
Thank you. It's the broken phrases, the fury inside him. Squiggling alto saxophone, playing out rickets and jaundice. A mother who tried to kill him in her womb with a coat hanger. A faltering godlike father. The past is a bruised cloud floating over the houses like a prophecy. The terrible foghorns off the shore at San Pedro. Lightning without thunder. Years without playing. Years of blowing out smoke and inhaling fire. Junk and cold turkey. Smacking up. The habit of cooking powder in spoons. The eyedroppers. The spikes. Tracks on both arms. Tattoos. The hospital cells at Fort Worth. The wire cages in the L.A. County. The hole at San Quentin. And always the blunt instrument of sex. The pain bubbling up inside him like a wound. The small deaths. The wind piercing the sheer skin of a dark lake at dawn. The streets at 5 a.m. after a cool rain. The smoky blue clubs. The chords of Parker, of Young, of Coltrane. Playing solo means going on alone. Improvising. Hitting the notes. Ringing the changes. It's clipped phrasing in dry ice in summer. Straining against the rhythm. Speeding it up. Loping forward and looping back. Finding the curl in the wave. The mood in the air. It's splintered tones and furious double timing. It's leaving the other instruments on stage and blowing freedom into the night. Into the faces of emptiness that peer along the bar. Ghosts. Shallow halls of nothingness. Hatred of God. Hatred of white skin that never turns black. Hatred of Patty, of Diane, of Christine. A daughter who grew up without him. A stranger. Years of being strung out. Years without speaking. Pauses and intervals. Silence. A fog rolling across the ocean. Foghorns in the distance. A lighthouse rising from the underworld. A moon swelling in the clouds. An informer. A twisted white mouth of light. Scars carved and crisscrossed on his chest. The memory of nodding out. The days drop off into sleep. And then the curious joy of surviving. Joy of waking up in a dusky room to a gush of fresh notes. A tremoring sheet of sound. Jamming again. Careening through the scales for the creatures who haunt the night. Bopping through the streets in a half light with Laurie on his arm. A witness. A believer. The night is going to burst inside him. The wind is going to break loose forever from his lungs. It's the fury of improvising, of going on alone. It's the fierce clarity of each note coming to an end. Distinct. Full-bodied laughter. The white, grief-stricken wail.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last June, 13 inches of rain fell on parts of South Dakota in just 3 days, flooding miles of cropland and causing rivers to overflow. Just 2 months later, about a foot of rain hit Connecticut in 1 day, covering roads with mud and water and killing 2 people. And this year, several days of heavy downpours caused the Ohio and Kentucky rivers to flood, devastating many homes and businesses in Indiana and Kentucky. As the climate changes, this kind of extreme rain is expected to become more common in many areas. Climate change is causing Earth's atmosphere to get warmer, and warmer air can absorb a lot more water. All that water builds up into clouds until it releases as a major storm, sometimes dumping inches of rain in mere hours. When that much rain falls all at once, it can quickly fill up stormwater drains. Water can then rush into low-lying areas and even cause flash floods. Because of climate change, people from the Northeast to the Midwest to the South now face a higher risk of intense rain and dangerous floods, so it's important that everyone make a plan to keep themselves and their homes safe in case extreme weather hits. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community.